Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Dr. Mark Wood is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today the church commemorates Saint Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement. He's called an apostle, though not one of the 12, and he accompanied Paul on his missionary journeys. And when Paul and John Mark had a falling out, Barnabas went with John Mark, and while Silas went with Paul. And there are two things I think that we can learn from Barnabas in our gospel reading this morning, where the disciples are sent out two by two. Now, of course, there's more than two, but two that we're going to focus on. The first is that it is not good that man should be alone. We were created by God as relational, social human beings and placed by him into communities in which we are to support one another, to encourage and console. Isolation breeds loneliness, depression, and if left unchecked, can ultimately lead to despair. On the other hand, solitude, when not taken to the extreme, is different, right? Solitude is those intentional times of being alone for prayer and contemplation, while those times are good and healthy. And this holds true for pastors as well. And yet all too often, pastors find themselves without good and deep friendships, without co-workers to share the burden, and without the time for solitary prayer and contemplation. Studies show that pastors suffer from a higher rate of isolation than those in the general population. COVID has made this worse, with rules for social distancing and regulations intended to keep us from gathering. And yet, coming out of all of this, we have renewed opportunities for fellowship and the mutual consolation for the brethren and of the brethren. Winkles, pastors' conferences, take heart retreats. Well, go, participate, and be refreshed in these things. Life is too hard to live in isolation. Even here at the IC, in spite of Zoom and its ability to let us work from anywhere, many of the benefits of us working together in the same space cannot actually be replicated. The work of supporting an incarnate church is simply too difficult and the excarnate separation too great to overcome merely with technology. Thus, with renewed vigor, we continue in our work together in support of the church and in support of the proclamation of the gospel throughout the world, supporting one another, encouraging each other, and all the more as the day draws near. Now, the second part that we should focus on this morning is that God will provide that which is necessary for you and for his mission to continue. Jesus sends out the 12 with nothing but staff, sandals, and a single tunic. But don't read what this doesn't say, right? Just because Jesus told the disciples to take no money with them in their belts, that doesn't mean that the church shouldn't pay her pastors. It means quite the opposite. God will provide for them through those who hear the message. The worker is due his wages, so don't muzzle the ox while he treads the grain. It only breeds contempt and spite, both directions. And likewise, our Lord provides the message of repentance and attaches his own authority to that message. He who hears you hears me. The burden of results, if I may be so bold as to use that word, the burden of results, therefore, are not upon you, but they fall on Christ. God will provide those as well, and he will measure them according to his own will and not ours. This is especially true when the results of preaching his word don't measure up to what we think they should be. God provides a clean conscience when an escape is necessary. Simply shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. Now, in paintings, Barnabas is sometimes shown holding a book thought to be, of course, the Gospel of St. Matthew, and he's pointing to the pages, the words on that book. A reminder that in all of these things, God's word is sufficient. It brings repentance, it chastens, and it heals. It bears fruit, and it brings forth a harvest and provides for the listener and the speaker alike. It does not return void, but accomplishes that which God intends. It gathers, and it sustains, and it does these things for you, and it places you into a community with one another to encourage each other and to console each other. God is good, even in this, especially in this. He does all things well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend J.P. and Amy Sima, who served the Lord in Cambodia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.